Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little bit. Peace, how are you? Good evening, everybody. Thank you for taking your time to tune in. I'm your host, Aisha, with Here to Inspire Radio, and we're here talking about understanding our women and breaking down the communication barriers. This is part two of a two-part segment that I'm doing here, and last week we talked about understanding our men, so this week it's the ladies' turn. So I would like to hear from you. I want you to call in and write your questions down or write your comments down that you want our men to hear from you, ladies. What is it that you want them to understand more about you? How can they communicate more effectively with us? How can they relate more to us? How can they be more intimate with us? I want to hear from everybody out there. I'm going to give out the call-in number in just a second. As always, I'd like to show my gratitude and thank you for tuning in. Thank you for the emails. Thank you for all of the comments and the show topics and ideas. Thank you, just everybody that's out there tuning in right now. So last week's show was really good. I've been doing this segment now for about 4 months or so, and I think last week's show was probably the most tuned in to show that we had, as well as the most amount of comments and feedbacks that I received. So it's obviously something that people are very passionate about. So I want to keep dialoguing about it, and I may continue it on to next week as well. So I want you to keep tuning in and keep sending your emails and keep sending me all your positive feedback and letting me know how this show is going for you. As always, this is a community forum. I love to hear from you. This is your place. This is your place to express, to vent, to let out, or just to say what no one else has been listening to you or no one else has been tuning in and hearing from you. The call-in number, get your pens out, everybody, your pens and your paper. Tell me when you're ready. You ready? Great. 310-807-5193. That's the call-in number. I do have a few guests and ladies from the community from different walks of life that I'm going to be featuring this evening. And tonight I'm really interested in hearing from the ladies again to find out how the men can relate more to us, what it is that we can do to get them to understand us more. I feel that there's a major disconnect that's taking place between men and women out there, and I'm here to shed some light on it and give us a forum so we can dialogue about it to hopefully break that communication barrier down. Without family, without the family structure, without us being together and making new babies and things like that, there is no future. You know, where will we be in 20 years from now? So we really need to work on how we're communicating with one another. I know I work with the youth and I do these self-esteem workshops, and I love working with the youth because it just keeps me in touch, one, with where we are today, and two, it just lets me know what the collective consciousness is of the of our youth today. And I find that the respect factor is not there. The young boys aren't respecting the girls. The young girls aren't respecting the young men. The young women aren't respecting themselves and vice versa. Terms of endearment don't necessarily exist. They're comfortable with all sorts of dialogue that I don't personally feel is loving or from a space of love, but I have a chance to witness it and observe it when I'm working with the youth, and I do love that. One thing I find, big factor that I find that the young people are having is they don't know how to communicate with one another. And, of course, communication is something that's learned. We're going to obtain that information and learn that from our parents, or from whomever it is that brought us up, you know, our caregivers, our teachers, et cetera. Communication is not something that's taught in schools, although I think it should be. But it's not something that's readily available or taught. So it's something that we just have to cultivate in time, you know, within a matter of time. And I'm seeing lots of young ladies that are almost hardening themselves to be able to communicate with the boys. You know, so if the boys are coming at them like, oh, well, you know, hey, B, or, you know, just very aggressively, it's not like it was, say, in the 50s or 60s or 70s even, when they may try and romance them. They just come very direct and bluntly with what it is that they want, and the girls are reciprocating. So I want to dialogue a little bit about that, see how it is that we can talk to our children, what information we can arm them with and instill them with to keep them from falling into the same traps of having miscommunication, then getting into situations that they probably wouldn't have to get themselves into if they were communicating more effectively. People having children to maintain relationships or doing all sorts of things just to maintain relationships and to find love. So just learning effective methods of communication can probably prevent a lot of that. So I want to dialogue about that this evening. Again, I want to give out the call-in number. It's 310-807-5193. Also, for all my friends out there on Facebook, I'm Aisha, A-S-H-I-A, Exotic Faces. My chat line is open. If you have questions or something that you would like to dialogue about, please, please, please hit me up or call in and share the information. So I had a few people that emailed me and sent questions in that they just wanted to hear. And one particular quote that a gentleman emailed me, which I thought was very on point and in alignment with tonight's show, was, "Women's life is to love, and a man's life is to love life." I'm going to say that again. A woman's life is to love. A man's life is to love life. Meaning that, you know, everything that a woman does and gears her life around is to obtain love. The love of a man, the love of family, the love of a child, from mother to child. But, you know, a woman's innate nature is to want to be loved and nurtured and with one individual, whereas, this is according to the quote, of course, a man's life is to love life. So he's going to want to love to experience, be in the moment, be spontaneous, you know, have as many experiences as he can in this one lifetime. That's the nature of man, as explained to me by another man. Something else that was told to me by another gentleman was, men can have as many days as there are in the year to produce new life, whereas a woman doesn't have those same opportunities. So that also attributes to the natural nature of man. So I kind of want to hear some of your comments out there about that, see how you're feeling about that, if that resonates with you. I personally can see some truth in that. I know men are very visual, spontaneous creatures, but all men aren't the same. All men are not interested in having a whole bunch of women and living off the women and things like that, but there are some out there that are, and I'm not passing judgment either way. I'm just expressing that those people exist out there, and I want to know how you feel about it. So you're welcome again to give me a call at 310-807-5193 and share your opinion, share your comments, share your inquiries with me. Just share your statements. if you have something that's been brewing in your heart, and I'm speaking to the women right now, if you have something that's just been on your mind or on your spirit that you've been wanting to share with our men folk out there, or that you've wanted to just have a platform to speak on, or if you have your own personal soapbox you'd be screaming from the top of your lungs on, this is what I want to hear from this evening. I want to hear from you. And I also would like to hear from our men and see how you're receiving this information. If you have questions that you want to ask our women, things you've been confused about, I always hear men, you know, men and women often misconceive or misinterpret one another because we just don't understand how each other tick. You know, I often hear how women's frustrations with, oh, I just don't understand how he is, how he can be so insensitive, how he can do this, how he can do that. And then I'll hear the same similar things from men. You know, I don't know why she is so sensitive. Let's see here. Sorry, I had a little technical difficulty there. All right. I think that's better. Sound should be a little bit closer now. But either way, I was just dialoguing about the men complaining about the women being too sensitive, the women complaining about the men not being sensitive enough. How can we break this communication barrier? What I find is men and women aren't really talking anymore. Someone brought up a really great comment last week, a gentleman that called in, that we're talking at each other more than we're talking with one another. We're not necessarily having communication. You have a lot of women, particularly if financially they feel that they're in the dominant position in the relationship, that have no respect for their men. They talk down to their men because subconsciously they feel that their man should be doing more. And they're not being honest with themselves, one, and honest with their man, two, that they're not comfortable with that situation. Ladies, if you're not comfortable with something, it's your responsibility to communicate that. What I do hear from gentlemen on a regular basis is women expect them to be mind readers. They are not mind readers. We have to communicate effectively what it is we want them to know about us. And it can't always come out in a wave of emotion. It can't always come out like a Jerry Springer episode. If you want something to be received, you have to communicate it in a way that you would want to hear it from another individual. Timing is very big. If you're attempting to talk about something or there's something that you want your man to receive from you and you know that he's very passionate about the playoffs or the Super Bowl and you decide to interject your question or whatever it is in that moment, well, you're probably not going to be received like you want to. He may either A, be on auto reply, B, tune you out altogether, or C, tell you, you know what, I don't want to deal with this right now. That's not the best time to have your message received by that individual. So timing, place, consideration, knowing your partner, all those things are going to make a major difference in how your message is going to be received. Again, for those that may just now be tuning in, we're talking about understanding our women and breaking down the communication barriers. How can we as women communicate more effectively? Make things a little bit, make ourselves seem so less extract, not as confusing, not necessarily conveyed as just emotional creatures that react. How can we get our men to understand us more? I want to hear from you out there, and I want you to tell me about it. The number for those that just now are tuning in is 310-807-5193. Another question somebody had emailed to me, which we're actually going to elaborate on and do a whole other show because I think it's going to take more than what we have tonight just to dialogue about that one question, was do women want to be lied to? That's a very controversial topic because the first thing that comes to mind is, hell no, I don't want to be lied to. I don't want anybody lying to me. I want to know the truth. But I guess it's determined by what we're talking about, what they're lying about. Do you want to be lied to about the finances in the house? Most women are going to say no. Do you want to be lied to about whether or not your man is flirting with somebody a coworker or something like that? Most women will probably say no. Do you want to be lied to about whether or not your person is having an affair or seeing somebody else? That part I don't know. It varies from woman to woman. I think at one point in time, most women probably would have said no. But now things have changed, times have changed, so people are open to experiencing different things. Some women would do want to know the truth. I know many women that say, hey, I don't want to be lied to. I can accept whatever is. Why do you think most men are not comfortable telling the truth out there, people? Why do you think that is? I personally think it's because they feel they have something to lose. It's the fear factor that's there. Oh, man, if I really tell her the truth or tell her how I really feel or tell her where I really was, I might lose her. Fear factor is big. Fear will drive us to do many things or keep us from doing many things. So that's my personal belief. I want to hear from you and know what your beliefs are. Call my number again. It's 310-807-5193. Looks like I have a caller out there that I want to bring in on the line. A caller calling from 707-297. This is Aisha with Here to Inspire Radio. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine. And yourself, Aisha? My name is Tracy Duvall, and I'm from the Bay
Hey,
Area.
Mm-hmm. Welcome, Tracy.
How are
you
this
are
evening?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for taking time out to call in.
Well, I would like to.
So what did you want to share this evening with our men that are tuned in and listening on how they can understand you more effectively?
Well, my thing is what you said about the trust issues. I would like to be told the truth. I don't want to be swayed any other way. I just want to know the truth, and then we can take it from there. I don't like to be lied to. And my comment tonight was something else that I had wrote down.
Go for it, honey. This is an open forum.
It was about,
so I want you to express.
Okay, it was about dealing with the men that bring baggage to relationships and having a lot of trust issues, and they put you through all these tests, you know, to win their love. And I'm tired of doing that, you know, and it's a wear and tear on my body and my mind, you know, just trying to, you know, get them to trust you. And by the time you put all your, you know, your heartache and sweat into the relationship, so when they do trust you, I'm not interested anymore. I'm ready to move on to the next.
What type of obstacles are you talking about? What type of games and tests are you speaking of specifically?
Say for instance, I come home late. Where were you at? I'm always like being tested for everything, you know. Oh, I tried to call you. Your line was busy. Who were you seeing?
Right.
And so they're putting me through what they went through in their previous relationships, and I had nothing to do with that. You know, you should start off fresh with me. And, you know, I'm in my late 40s, and so, you know, I've been through the games and, you know, the plays and everything like that. So I just feel, though, it's like, you know, use this, like, time to get into myself because it's just too many games, you know, and, you know, emotions. And so when I put everything into it, and, you know, and then you've been through the roller coaster ride, you know, and I put everything into it, and then they call themselves falling madly in love with me, then I'm not interested anymore. So just like they tell us, they don't want us to bring previous relationships, you know, into a relationship. We want the same from them as well.
So has this been your experience with the majority of the men that you've interacted with? They all want to put you through a test and rings that you have to drum through?
Yes.
Do they have to do the same thing with us, do you feel?
Do
we make our men go through the same types of tests?
Somewhat, but I try to, because I've learned from previous relationships not to talk about men unless it's brought up. But vice versa, you know, like if we're, you know, in a restaurant, if the waiter flirts or, you know, because I am very flirtatious.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how I caught most of them, you know, by being flirtatious, because they know who I am. And so I feel, though, I got to go through a roller coaster ride. You know, that's my personality. So you must have liked it when you hit on me. So why are you complaining about it now, you know?
So you think they may be attracted to that more outgoing, outspoken personality type in the beginning, and then along the lines, it becomes a problem.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm. And I don't want anyone changing me.
Right. So how do you think that, do you think that there's a way that maybe we as women can be just more candid and authentic up front in the relationship when we're starting out during the dating period, or do you think they can't handle that all together and we have to present ourselves a certain way and then ease our true selves out throughout the relationship?
I believe that we should be our true, you know, just be true up front, you know, because they were attracted to that.
Right.
You know, so why should I change, you know? I'm not hurting anyone.
Right.
You know, so, why change for a person? Because that changes you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just tired of the roller coaster. I even had an abusive relationship, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in the beginning, I was with this man for 7 years. And he couldn't take it anymore. So, you know, he, you know, started to get physical with me. And I says, wow.
Like couldn't take it as you grew successfully or just over time as you grew as an individual?
As I grew as an individual with him, you know.
Got it.
So I didn't see those signs. I didn't see those signs, you know. So it's much harder than it was when I was in my 20s and my 30s than it is now. But when you get older, you don't take as much stuff, you know. You just you just wean it out and you says, I'm going to do me. I'm going to enjoy me because everybody wants a partner, but if it's going to be dragging you down and bringing hardship to you and those around you, I can do it by myself. I'd rather not be in a relationship.
Right. And I think that's the general attitude of a lot of women, single women now, that have been on their own for a while and they're doing successful. They're taking care of themselves. They're taking care of their families. And, you know, they would love a man to be there to balance them out, but they are also okay. There's a whole, like, lots of women that are out there like that. So as a result, several women are never going to get a man. And the ratios are what they are also.
I was sitting at a restaurant in Jackson Square. I know you're familiar with that because you're from the Bay. And I was sitting in there, and across, I was with my, you know, date. And across from me was, like, 8 African-American women. They were having so much fun. They were laughing, and they were just so free. And I looked over at my date. I says, I wish I can go over there and join them. And he got really upset, you know, because they just felt so free. They didn't have to put on no airs. It was just a wonderful time. And
that's the sisterhood that often is missing nowadays. That used to be very prevalent in our communities. You know, we did fellowship as women. We got together. We supported each other. We cried together. We laughed together. And it doesn't happen as prevalently now. And I think we're kind of yearning for that. So when we do see it, it's like, ooh, I want to get over there and get part of that. And more women are having to do that together because they don't have a man or nobody else that they can get out with. So they're just enjoying one another.
And this looks so refreshing. I just like, wow, I wish I could just take my bag and go across to their table because they just look like they're having so much fun, you know.
And was that because the conversations appeared to be more stimulating or were you just bored with your date?
I wasn't necessarily bored with my date, but it was, I don't know what it was, but I just like, wow, I'm not lesbian. I love men. But something is missing. It's something missing. You have to do so much, and you know, to learn about a man. A basic date used to be, do you have a job?
Right.
Do you have a place? You know, do you have a vehicle? Now, it's so many questions. Are you a down low brother? Do you live with your mother? How many kids do you have? It's just too much. You know, it's so confusing. You know, do you have AIDS? And it's...
Right.
It's too much work. So sitting over there with the females, and they weren't actually, you know, I was listening to a little bit of their conversation. They were talking about they just came off this cruise together, and that's something I love to do. And they just really seem to be enjoying themselves, and it seems like so much work nowadays to be with a man, you know.
Now, do you find that do you date people exclusively that are in the Bay Area?
No.
No, you'll date them outside of the Bay Area. I'm asking that question because I commonly hear this from my sisters that are in the Bay, too, that they have a really difficult time finding compatibility or a man that's on the same frequency, basically, as they are in the Bay Area. I don't hear it as much from my East Coast family or from people that are on the East. So do you think there might be a difference?
Well, my current man is from the East Coast. He's from New York.
Okay.
And to me, in general, they're all the same. I've dated men from Chicago. I dated men from Africa. They're all the same. The West Indies. They're all the same to me, you know.
Right.
They're all the same.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Tracy, I really appreciate you calling in this evening and sharing your feedback. And you're welcome to hang on the line and raise your hand again if you have another comment.
Okay.
Hopefully some gentlemen will call in, too, and we can just dialogue together because it's an open forum, you know, and I want the men, I'm encouraging them to call in and ask your questions because there are men out there that are just clueless about us as women. They don't know what to do. They don't know where to start. And I still believe there are lots of good men out there. I don't believe the, oh, there's no more good men left. They've run out. I don't believe that. I still think there's an abundance of men out
there. I truly don't believe it either. Truly don't believe it either. But they put you through so many tests. And
that you'll feel that way.
Yes.
Right. But no, girl, there's still a lot out there. And if you got one and he's good, take care of him. Take care of him. I appreciate you, Tracy. You're welcome to tune back in, or if you want to raise your hand, you can do so.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right, that was Ms. Tracy sharing her comment. I want to thank her again for calling in. Again, we're talking about understanding our women, breaking down the communication barriers, what it is that we can do as women to make our men be able to relate to us more effectively. How can we communicate with them more effectively? How Tracy expressed that she was tired of feeling like she has to compete so difficult, so hard to earn a man's trust. That's her personal issue with a lot of the gentlemen, you know, feeling that she has to jump through a lot of hoops because he may have been burned once or twice in a relationship. So he makes her go through a lot of things. Why is that so, man? I need to hear from you out there so we can get another perspective on that so we can be balanced. And I'm not just personally giving my opinion of that because, of course, I am a lady. And not a man, so I can't speak for a man. The number for those gentlemen out there listening, you got your pens, you got your phones queued up, put it in right now, 310-807-5193. I'm going to take a quick little break here, give you guys a second to call on in and play one of my very favorite artists out there, Eric Roberson. I just love him, one of my favorite songwriters.
Girl, I apologize for everything I said and done. I know them lonely nights up in the crib, they wasn't fun. If only I could just turn back the hands of time, I would do it just to make it mine. For you, I would treat every precious kiss like it was the last. Hold your body so tender like it was made of glass. Drop $1 million down into a wishing well. Only for you, baby, only for you. I'm not a perfect man, I said that many times. You take away your love, you take away my rhymes, and I'm just left with nothing at all. I may have money to fall, but if you ain't here to call my baby, then I'm just left with nothing. Oh girl, I've made mistakes, but see, I learned my lesson. Sometimes that's what it takes for people to see when something is good. I didn't do all I could, but now that's so understood. Girl, I apologize for everything I said and done. I know them lonely nights up in the crib, they wasn't fun. If only I could just turn back the hands of time, I would do it just to make it mine. For you, I would treat every precious kiss like it was the last. Hold your body so tender like it was made of glass. Drop that you're gone, then the minutes be so mean. I mean, you like my all in all, my girl, my queen, my world, finest thing in the mall, my baby. You wanna go, well, hop in, them stores don't close till 10. Go get the window shopping, this time we going in. And then you just pointing his head, I ain't concerned with no taxes, drop a seat in the bag. I apologize for everything I said and done. I know them lonely nights up in the crib, they wasn't fun. If only I could just turn back the hand of time, I would do it just to make you mine. For you, I would treat every fresh kiss like it was the last. Hold your body so tender like it was made to last. Drop $1 million down into a wishing well.
I'm back. That was one of my favorite artists, Mr. Eric Roberson, singing for you. That was just a really sweet song. You know, I wish more gentlemen just even felt and embodied what he was talking about in their beings. I know they're out there, and I just probably haven't personally encountered them yet, but I'm going to keep hope and faith alive and continue to put out there and project what it is that I want to see. If it is, if we sit around and anticipate negativity and think, oh, there ain't no more men out there, oh, they're all on the down low, oh, they all want a white girl, oh, blah, blah, blah. If that is your thought and that's your belief pattern, that's what you're personally going to experience. So I'm always going to hold the highest, most positive thoughts for my men because I still believe in love. I still believe that there are plenty of men out there. I still believe that they're not all out there wanting to use women and just drain and suck our energy and suck us dry and move on to the next. I don't believe that. I can't afford to believe that because that is what I will personally experience. And that's why I meet wonderful gentlemen all the time. They're not all for me. But they're wonderful people, and I know they exist. So I know my first caller has called in. I have a special guest that I wanted to bring in just so she can share her perspective on men and, you know, how she feels and what she wants the gentleman to hear from us this evening. So caller from 510-385, is this Ms. Dreda?
That will be me.
Peace, Ms. Dreda. Thank you, and welcome to Here to Inspire Radio. How are you?
Thank you. I'm wonderful, sweetie. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you so much for calling in and participating in this topic tonight. I appreciate you.
Oh, no problem. You know, I love you and I appreciate you too. And I think what you were saying is exactly correct. I think that, you know, that is an unfortunate thing for us as black women. We just have a tendency to think we categorize these men. You know, everybody is, you know, either on the down low or, like you said, want a white woman or, you know, and once you build that up in your mind, I mean, the reality is, you know, you have what you say.
Right.
So, you know, you have to, you know, you have to put that energy out there that you want to receive back. That's just the way it goes, bottom line.
Right, exactly.
You know, so if you go into a situation constantly thinking that, you know, there's going to be a man, that, and I mean, you may have had bad experiences where three or four of them may have done things pretty much the same way, but you still have to give everybody an individual chance to be who they are. And
right.
See who they are. And I think earlier you and I discussed briefly about communication. And I think communication is very important. But what, again, I think what we fail to do with communication, I think we fail to listen, digest, and dissect what the individual on the other end is saying to you. You know,
right.
You know, that's how communication works best. If you listen to the person, you digest what they're saying, and you dissect it, and then you react to it. We kind of do it, you know, we juggle it around a bit, you know, and then it always comes out to be men think we full of drama and we like to, you know, start a lot of mess. But again, it goes back to you have to listen to what the person is saying, take the time to digest it and dissect it.
And, you know, I think that's very relevant, but I think a big issue is some people don't know how to communicate. If you grew up in a household when people are screaming and yelling at each other, no one sits down and discusses their problems, there's lots of passive-aggressive behavior that's going on as opposed to sitting down and saying, hey, I didn't like what you did, or, hey, that hurt me, and that being acknowledged, I'm finding a lot of our men just don't know women, too, but we're talking about, you know, what we want to say to our men. So a lot of them just don't know. They don't know what to say. They don't know where to start. So what you're saying is relevant, and for the men out there that are listening, I hope you took that to heart and it resonated with you. I mean, listening is a big skill. Just being able to quiet your mind, quiet your ego, and just hear what that other person has to say to you with an open heart.
Exactly, because you know what? If you listen with an open heart, you will find out exactly what it is you want to know. You know, a woman will tell you what you want to know as long as you listen to her. Listen to her needs, and not necessarily verbal. I mean, she can have different ways of showing you things that, you know, communication-wise, you know, body-wise, you know, again, verbally, just by things that she may do around the house. You have to listen not with just your ears, but your eyes and your intuition, too. Men have intuition.
They do. And people are becoming more in tune with it nowadays, you know, which is wonderful.
It's so important. Oh, my goodness. My son and I were just having that conversation earlier about that, you know, having intuition and, you know, being able to recognize different things that are going on around you and, you know, kind of when to be able to separate yourself from things, too. That's another thing when you're with your woman or your man. You kind of know, okay, not to push that button and leave it alone, you know.
And recognizing and taking the time out to learn the patterns of your mate. Learn them, see what makes them tick, what makes them upset, what relaxes them, what brings them calm, so you know, you can pick and choose your areas. Like I was saying earlier, if you have an important topic and you know your man's a sports fanatic, don't wait till the Super Bowl to stand up in front of the TV and, hey, we need to talk about this right now. Even if he talks about it, it's probably not going to be received. Picking and choosing.
Exactly. And be considerate. That's considerate. Be considerate.
Right.
I feel you. I mean, I listen to some of my girlfriends sometimes, and I'm like, you know, you just kind of give a brother some slack, please, my goodness. You know, you just want too much.
So you mean some of the sisters, some of the women are talking too much?
Yeah, you know, some of my girlfriends and, you know, some of my married friends, I'm like, sheesh, I don't even know how your man is staying around. You're scaring me. You know, so I think, you know, I do. I think, again, like you said, it comes from childhood on both sides. You know, the men, you know, men and women, we come from families that are argumentative, confrontational, you know, and we kind of grow up with that. Like you said, too, as we're you know, growing into a newer era, we are becoming more in tune with our internal, you know. So
right.
it is best, you know, kind of go with your internal instincts and know how to pick your battles. You know, that's for men with women. Know when to say, okay, look, that's enough. I'm going to give her a break.
Right.
So, yeah, communication is very important, and it's very important to try to find the pattern within your relationships how to communicate, you know, best with your mate. Watch every move, you know. Women love that, too. When a man knows, you know, okay, today, you know, she's kind of quiet, so must mm-hmm. not have the best. Let me put on a little extra. Maybe I'll cook
right.
dinner, or maybe I'll do whatever. So, yeah, women love that.
Right. They do. Men, I hope you're listening out there and you got your notepads, your journals out, or just your mental dial, a Rolodex, and you're taking this information down.
Yeah,
but
because
I want to thank
get a
you
lot
so
out
much.
Of a woman.
Yeah, they can. And a lot of them, again, a lot of men out there are good and their hearts are pure. They just don't know. They may not
yes.
have had a man in their lives to demonstrate how to treat a woman. Or if they did have a man in their lives, he may not have been the most positive person to demonstrate how to treat a woman. So a lot of them just don't know. We have to remember slave mentality is still so embedded in our community and how we interact with one another and how we treat one another. I mean, you know, we have to put that on the table, acknowledge it, and then deal with it from there. Like, hey, I might be doing something that's just habitual because it's been programmed into my subconscious that this is how we're supposed to get down. You understand?
Exactly. You know what, to that, Aisha, I will say, once you actually come into tune with what you just said, it'll make you feel a whole lot better, too, once you stop and actually check yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And actually come to terms with, yeah, I might not, yeah, exactly, I may be using some habitual, you know, behaviors here. Wait a minute,
right.
let me check myself. You feel a lot better once you recognize that within yourself.
Right. Well, Dreda, thank you so much, sweetie, for calling in and sharing your wisdom and your input this evening. I appreciate it, and I know the brothers and the men out there listening do as well.
Okay, anytime. I love you.
I love you, too. You keep listening, okay?
I sure will. Okay.
All right, peace. All right. I want to thank Ms. Dreda again for taking time out to call in and share her information and share her feedback on men. Listening to her needs, men out there, that's one thing that you can do for women if you're not already exercising that. Are you listening to your woman's needs and not just everything that she says? The majority of communication is unspoken, things that we're attracted to in people, you know, only a small percentage of that is physical. The most of it is unseen, that what you're drawn to, because it's their spirit or their energy or their way of being or their little idiosyncrasies. So take time out to learn your woman, to know what it is that she likes. You know, if you see that she's irritated and she loves her feet rubbed, just grab her feet and rub them. Don't ask. Just grab them and rub them. You see she's had a hard day, she's feeling bad, she told you her moon is on or her monthly cycle is there, go ahead, run her some bath water. Put some salt in there, a little bit of milk. If you got some lavender, you're really doing it big, put some lavender in there, and you will really reap all of the benefits of your relaxed woman. A happy woman, a happy queen is a happy kingdom. If the woman is happy, everybody else is going to benefit from that. You keep that in mind. I got another caller I'm going to bring in on the line. Peace. This is Aisha with Here to Inspire Radio. Is this Miss Queen?
This is Miss Queen. Hi, Aisha.
Hey. Hi, Queenie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm feeling pretty fabulous this evening. Thank you for taking time to call in. So what do you want our men that are tuned in listening to know about us women and how they can understand us more, relate to us?
Well, I think first it's important to say, first off, that we really love the men and we really want to be on one accord and balance and in harmony with men. We really do. We really,
yes,
really, really
do.
Yes, we
do. I want to say it. I want to second that. I really love you men that are out there listening. I mean, with every fiber of my being, I love y'all. Go
love
ahead.
Love you. Love you.
Love you.
Love you. Love you. And, you know, you all hit right on the head, the nail on the head when you said, you know, knowing a woman's needs. You know, that's what my mate and I are going through right now. Just, you know, focusing and really recognizing what each other needs. Because the bottom line, and just outside of, you know, a romantic or intimate relationship, any relationship between people, you know, you have conflict when one person's needs are not met. That's when conflict happens. And a lot of times we're so out of tune with our emotions, which is the barometer for telling us, telling our own self what we need. So we're out of touch with our emotions and what we need. So we can't articulate it a lot of times. So it's like, well, damn, if I can't articulate it, how can the next person know what I need? But anyway,
right.
That's a whole other conversation. But, you know, it's just really about fulfilling a need and really being in tune with your own needs and with the needs of your mate.
Do you think that people even take time out to explore what their needs are? For example, I remember speaking with a therapist at one point, and he had an exercise that he recommended that you do to discover what it is that your needs are, which was you make sure you maintain a journal, and anytime something or your mate or someone did something that irritated you or that made you feel like, whether you reacted or not, jot that down. Jot down the experience that happened. And over time, you know, you come back in and you assess this list of things that were there. And from that, things that pushed the button or irritated you, at that moment a need was stepped on, basically. And that's why you reacted in that way or had to say something where you knew, whether you knew a need was stepped on or not. So that's how you uncover how your needs are. And that's how he kind of treats and starts out with all of his patients. Do you think that we're doing anything like that or even anything similar, not necessarily as structured as that, in our relationships when we start out dating an individual to let them know what our needs are?
No, absolutely not. I mean, just as people, as a society, as a culture, we are so out of touch with everything. We you know, mindlessness on every level. No mindfulness when we eat. No mindfulness when we're watching television, when we're getting dressed. I mean, everything is kind of like out of body. You know what I mean? So, of course, when you're stepping into a relationship, you're doing everything else out of body. It's going to be like that with the relationship. I mean, we go from relationship to relationship without taking the time, many of us, without taking the time to fully assess what happened in the prior relationship. Why did this end? What did I learn?
Why do you think we jump from relationship like that to relationship to relationship? Fear.
People are afraid to be lonely.
Yeah.
Because when you're alone, you know, you are alone with your deepest, darkest fears, secrets. You know, you have to actually listen to yourself and fix yourself.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to do that. That's too much work. And it's scary.
Haunting. Yeah, it's haunting.
Yeah.
Like living with a ghost for a lot of people.
Definitely. Definitely, you know. So, yeah, it's hard because you're asking for a person, as women, we're asking for a man to understand our needs without really we're not understanding our own needs. So it's like, how can I ask him to really fulfill my needs when I don't even know what it is I need? I just know I'm irritated, and I just know I'm mad at him. He's on my nerves.
Right.
But I don't know what to ask for.
So that's a nice little jewel, ladies, that are tuned in and listening. You know, if something is annoying you about another person or something, someone does something and just gets on your nerves, one of your needs has probably been stepped on. It is your responsibility to communicate what your needs are to your partner, because we can't assume that they're mind readers or that they're all as in tune with their intuitive sides, because I believe we all have it, but everyone's not as in touch with it as others, so they may not pick up on that. So I do believe it's our responsibility to communicate. You may not have a list, but as things come up, it is your responsibility when you're more calm and you're not going to, you know, burn his head off with fire to let him know, hey, you stepped on one of my needs.
Absolutely. And I know I took a workshop. I did a nonviolent communication workshop last fall. And folks, if you can look that up, nonviolent communication, it'll change your life. But it was basically about identifying your emotions and how you feel. Because if you can identify what you what you're feeling, you can identify your need.
And that's
you know,
I'm sorry, Queenie, is that a website, nonviolent communication, or just Google that?
Yeah, just Google it, and there's a man, a psychologist, I believe, Marshall, I don't remember his last name, but he developed this way of communicating called nonviolent communication.
Okay.
But yeah, it changed my life. You know, everything that we do is violent. That's just our culture. Everything is violent.
Right. Well, you know, our whole society and everything was kind of built on that.
Right.
You know, so I understand it's in the subconscious of the land, but thank you so
Come
much,
on,
Queenie.
On. Capitalism. Okay, I won't go there. Okay. You're welcome.
No, I love you, and I appreciate your opinion and your comments this evening. If you got something else to say, hang up and call back because we want to hear
so
about
much.
It.
Thank
no
you
problem.
So much.
Thank you so much for listening and share this with everybody you know because men and women need to hear this alone, you know. So thank you again, love.
Okay, love you. Bye-bye.
Love you, too. All right, that was Ms. Queen calling in, who also has a show that comes on Wednesdays, I believe, on Blog Talk Radio at 2 o'clock, Wellness is a Journey, which you guys should check out. I mean, she's giving out just boatloads of information out there to uplift us all as a community so that we can be performing and functioning at our highest good. So, again, I'm Aisha here to Inspire Radio. For those who just tuned in, we're talking about understanding our women, breaking down the communication barriers. And I've heard from some fabulous women this evening sharing their opinions, sharing what it is that they want the men to hear from us, as well as dropping jewels that we can share from sister to sister. Women, we as women, we need to continue to fellowship with one another. You know, we relate to one another and can communicate with one another in a way that we cannot do effectively with our man or that we cannot do alone. There's benefits to having girlfriends. There's benefits to having grandmothers and mothers and sitting down and communing with them and bringing them our issues. Our society has gone so private and individualized where everybody is, this is my life, I mind my own business, I don't want anybody in my business, blah, 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 and we're not even conversing with our elders. They have something that is precious, which is experience, time, wisdom. They can share that. Whether it relates to your existing experience or not, you can still take that and catalog it into your subconscious. And I guarantee you, because things only repeat themselves, something that they experienced or has gone through, you probably will go through. Or something you're going through, somebody else in your family or an elder or your mama, grandmama, auntie, who care provider, just somebody, the old school lady at the bar that serves up the drinks, whoever the elder is, take time out to listen. Be transparent, and it's okay to share yourselves. We as women need to be more comfortable with one another. We're in such a competitive state. Competing with one another. Doesn't even matter what age. It's 20-year-olds competing with 60-year-olds and vice versa. For what? We're supposed to be gaining wisdom from these women. We're supposed to be listening and taking notes. The elders are supposed to be listening and learning from us because we're bringing new creativity. So I encourage you to sit down out there with your elders. I'm going to take the time out to bring in another caller from area code 415-290. I believe this is Miss Utuma. This is Aisha with Here to Inspire. Are you there?
Yes. Hi. And can I just show you some love for all
yes,
the
ma'am.
Wisdom and knowledge and all of you that you just share with everyone that you meet? Because I've definitely been touched by your presence in my life. And I just thank you for doing this radio show. And
thank you.
Whoever the lucky gentleman is who has you or has your attention, he should be very proud because he definitely has a jewel.
Thank you so much. That just brought a little moisture to my eye. Thank you. I'm sorry now I'm sensitive. So thank you so much for sharing that. I appreciate you. I love you.
Love you too.
What did you want to share this evening with our men or our women, our sisters tuned in listening tonight?
I want to piggyback on the comment that you're making about learning from older people because there's a scripture in the Bible. It says, older women teach your younger women how to love their husbands.
Mm.
And so women desire to be married, desire to have a husband, desire a relationship, and they're tired of being lonely,
mm-hmm.
but they don't want to understand or know what it takes to maintain a relationship as a woman.
Mm.
as a woman, and only
and
a
what
woman,
do you think that is to maintain it?
It is, there's, when you love someone, I mean, it is not the compromise, okay, love is not compromise of who you are, but it is sometimes being humble
mm-hmm.
to, in certain areas. It's a lot of times being humble and a lot of understanding that you have to give. And it's give and take. You know, sometimes you give more and sometimes you take more. But love keeps no record of that.
Exactly.
And that is part of the problem because it's like we're a society, like a capitalist society. Okay, if I give, then I want something back in return. Or, you know, we have to learn first and foremost that if we truly want to receive love, we have to be willing to give all.
Mm.
But not to be taken advantage of in our giving. And we have to understand when to kind of lay our boundaries out, you know, and be sure about what it is that we want. Because we can't demand anything if we don't know.
Right.
We can't, and sometimes you don't have to be afraid to even communicate that. But we do know what we like, and we know what we don't like. And being conscious of that alone is the key. And being able to communicate that, not being hurt, not being vindictive, not, you know, not being vengeful or anything like that, but always keeping the balance of working it out. And as long as you have someone who is willing to do that with you, who is willing to bump their head as well, who is not being vengeful towards you, and who is doing the same, who is being humble in situations where, you know, someone else wouldn't tolerate it. That's what, you know, real communication is, and that's what creates a long-lasting relationship.
Mm. Yes, I fully agree with you. And allowing yourself, those ladies, to be vulnerable if you feel safe with that individual. If you submitted and said, hey, that you're going to be my man, feeling comfortable with vulnerability, I think, because, you know, with the role reversal and things like that, and women have had to be so much more independent, we're not as comfortable with just being vulnerable. And that's the problem. It's a disconnect from our innate nature to be nurturers, and it's okay to be vulnerable. So just letting some people out there know that it's okay if you've chosen this person as your mate and you said you're going to trust them with your heart and everything else. Let yourself be vulnerable.
Vulnerability doesn't mean weak.
Right. No, it doesn't. But it's also often misconstrued with that.
There's something, I mean, women can be strong, but balanced.
Mm-hmm.
And be balanced in the relationship and be very strong in the workplace, be strong in the relationship, because women do hold a certain strength. We hold a certain strength to keep things together, to balance out and to nurture. We hold strengths that men don't have, and they hold strengths that we don't possess. And it's about tapping into being, okay, understanding that you're not strong in the ways that he is, but you bring that strength to the relationship in the ways that you are strong.
Mm.
And him recognizing that as well and not being intimidated by your strength. That's the key thing of communication to me, is recognizing one another's strength and not being intimidated by one another's independence or execution of that strength in the relationship.
Well, thank you so much, Queen. I appreciate you sharing that information and just giving that those jewels for our men and our women that are tuned in tonight listening. And you're welcome to keep hanging on. And if you want to comment again, just hang up and call back and raise your hand again, and I'll bring you back in.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you and love you.
Thank you. I love you, too.
All right. Peace. All right. Everybody out there listening, I just wanted to thank Ms. Utuma again for sharing her information out there. And I love that quote that she just said, older women teach the younger women to love their husbands. You know, piggybacking again on what we were talking about earlier on listening to our elders, and if you have someone in your life or you know someone that's been married even more than 10 years, more than 7 years nowadays, talking to them, and or even a long-term relationship. you know, finding out how they're getting through it, or if you are going through something, not feeling so ashamed or embarrassed or like you have to be so private that you can't go and talk to somebody else or talk to another woman, because if you're going through it, I guarantee you somebody else has already been there. So I have several more callers holding on the line patiently I want to bring in. I'm going to take a quick little break and play this Lauryn Hill song, one of my favorites, When It Hurts So Bad. Wondering why we stay in relationships when it hurts so bad. I'll be right back.
What you
Why does it feel so good when it hurts so bad? Miss Lauryn Hill, that's one of my favorite songs by you. I love that track. And that is often a issue that a lot of us women have. You know, we're addicted to the pain, addicted to the drama, addicted to, oh, I'm going to get cheated on. And I was just sharing with the person while for a short period of time, I was banging that song like it was my theme song or something. Like that's what I had to hold on to. Oh, it hurts so bad. I got this drama. I got this going on with. No, I don't want that to be my reality. I don't want that to be my experience, but that's what I was anticipating. So as a result, that's what I received. So change your anthem out there, ladies. Put a new song in the deck. If that's what you've been playing and you're listening to these woe is me type songs, they all have their place when we're grieving and we're getting through something, but you can't be a victim for life. You got to take the victim cape off at some point and take responsibility for attracting what it is that you are. I believe we attract what we are. So if you keep attracting liars and stuff, you really need to maybe stop dating for a minute, look yourself in the eye and say, hey, am I a liar? Just think about it. I got some other callers out there patiently holding. I want to bring them in from 678-789. This is Aisha with Here to Inspire Radio. Caller, are you there?
Yes. Good evening, sister. How are you doing?
I'm fabulous. How are you? Is this Brother Ade?
Yeah, this is Ade with Life Conversations Radio.
Oh, pleasure to have you on, brother. Thank you for calling in. How are you?
I'm good. I just want to say I am enjoying your show because, you keep it balanced. Because, it whole thing about relationship, I always say relationship, romantic relationship, and parenting is the highest form of spiritual practice. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that the tone of your show is about looking at what's going on within, not just what men are not doing or what women are not doing. Those kind of shows, when I hear it, I'm out of there.
Right.
No time for those kind of
conversations. Because it's not about man bashing here. I mean, it's about just spreading truth, and sometimes we need to look in the mirror.
Well, indeed, and if we can't look in the mirror that's man-made, God will put a mirror that's got two legs in front of you. That's what relationship is. It reflects you back to yourself. Just like you said, people say they attract men, women, or whatever, partners that always lie. Well, maybe there's something about you. What is it about you? And I think relationship is what it is. Anybody that's in our lives is there because of an agreement, an energetic agreement, spiritual agreement, a soul agreement. And instead of criticizing, judging the whole gender just based on one person, that's an opportunity for people to look at what's going on with themselves. And one of the things that you were talking about, some of your other callers that I want to touch on, is the whole thing about vulnerability. You know, we live in a society where we're not taught to be vulnerable. Actually, we're not taught, because you don't need to be taught to be vulnerable. It just happens. But we have not created a space for people to be vulnerable. People apologize for being vulnerable. If boys at a young age express their vulnerability, like, "What's you're not a little girl. What's wrong? You're acting like a little girl." You get grown-ups, they're doing an interview, they're talking about a loved one that's missing or a loved one that died. They start crying and say, I'm sorry. It's like, why are we apologizing? Because we're sharing what it means to be human. And, you can be watching something and someone is talking, but the minute they show that emotion of tears or you're hearing their voice, something causes a connection. And that's what relationship calls for. When we're in a relationship with somebody, it is an opportunity for us to get to know who we are. It's really not about the other person. The person is just being a wonderful teacher, what I call a healing angel, to help me deal with my issues. What is triggered by their words, their reaction. Now, I'm not going to take anything away from them either, but when people come together, we have to understand that we're there to support each other, to understand who and what we are. And the more we blame others, the more we're going to miss the lesson. And then it will hurt so bad, and then we get used to it hurting, and we think that's just the way it's supposed to be. But no, when you have pain, it simply means there's something needs healing. And if you don't heal it and you leave your partner, your mate, your husband, your boyfriend, whatever, and go somewhere else, guess what? Wherever you go, there you are. So, we just need to take a different approach to relationship and understanding that love is more than an emotion. People say, I'm looking for love. You won't find it in somebody else. Right. Until you experience it in yourself. And love is not emotion. Love is a sense of freedom. It's a sense of freedom. I had a sister earlier that called and said she was looking at some other sisters having so much fun, and she wished she was there. You know, she said she wasn't really criticizing the brother, but there was something about that fun that was going on there that she wanted to be part of it. So
right.
something was triggered in her, and it could be just that what she saw could be reflecting to her. There's a part of her that wants to laugh, that wants to have fun, that she's not allowing herself to experience. So when she saw it, it's like, oh, I want to do that. But, you know, relationship is a... It's a beautiful thing for us to see who we are and how we're showing up in the world. It's not easy. It's a tightrope. Sometimes we're going to fall off. Sometimes
yeah.
we won't be able to get up. But if we can stop judging ourselves from being up or down and just know that wherever we are is wherever we are, and we keep moving, it's not easy. I say people who are in a relationship are trying to get out, and those who are not are trying to get in. It is not easy.
Well, Brother Adair, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that wisdom. I appreciate it, and I hope it resonated with a lot of the listeners out there.
You're very welcome.
And
have
please tell
evening.
Me, when is your show on again? Because I really, really enjoyed your show, too. I had caught it for the first time just yesterday, and
really?
I loved it. Everything you were speaking about resonated with me. And can you just tell the people out there what that show is, when you're on, and how they can hear that, too, and get some wisdom?
Definitely. It's a Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so I think that's like 9 a.m. if you're in East West Coast. But it's 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 1, Monday to Thursday. And, yeah, I've got a show tomorrow. And we have fun. I like to share truth you can use. There's no point sharing
yeah.
concepts and ideas that just stimulates people intellectually. You've got to be able to apply the knowledge, the truth, the insight. And if you can apply it, for me, if I'm learning something I can apply, I'm not interested. I want
right.
something I can apply in my life. So, yes, Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1 p.m. Oh, yeah, where how to get there, right?
Yes.
It's Life Conversations Radio, L-I-F-E, Conversations with the S Radio. And that will redirect you to Blog Talk Radio. It's a lot easier to do that, lifeconversationsradio.com.
Thank you so much, Brother Ade. You're welcome to hang on and keep listening if you like, okay?
Oh, yes, definitely. I'm enjoying this. It's a nice day to wind down this Wednesday night for me. I'm in Atlanta, so it's after midnight here. But I'm enjoying this, so I will hang on.
Yeah, and if you have something else you want to say, you're welcome to, you know, hang up, call back in, raise your hand, I'll bring you in.
Okay, cool.
All right, peace. Thank you. All right, thanks again to Brother Ade that just called in and shared his information. It's with Life Conversations Radio. He's phenomenal. And just to piggyback on... some of the stuff that he was saying there, that vulnerability, again, is an issue for a lot of people. People are ashamed of being vulnerable in relationships, like there's something wrong with it, particularly our men. It's not okay to show too much emotion. You can't show that you care too much, that you like too much. I don't want to call too much. I don't want to be the first to call. Well, I called him and left a message, and he hasn't called me back yet, so I don't want to call again. That type of stuff, you know, if you like somebody, you're into them, you're into them. And it's okay to be candid. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to be transparent and let people know how you feel. That's the best way to be. That way they're getting to know you and not your representative. They're getting to see how you authentically are, how you interact emotionally, and not just our representative. People, stop taking your representatives out on dates. Save that for job interviews and stuff like that. I mean, when you're talking about a life partner and someone you want to spend your life with, you need to represent the true you. Don't start out one way in the discovery phase of the relationship, and then all of a sudden you morph into a whole other being. This person, your mate, walks in the door, and the Incredible Hulk is sitting on the couch, and you're like, who the hell are you? You can't do that. Be who you are from the beginning of the relationship. I have another caller that's been patiently holding out there I want to bring in. And for those that want to call in, we've got a lot more time here. I extended the show. We've got about 40 more minutes. You're welcome to call on in and share your insight. This is a hot topic. We're talking about understanding our women, breaking down the communication barriers. 310-807-5193. And I'm going to bring in a person, I believe I know who this is, who has taught me the majority of the things that I know I've been inspired by my entire life, and she just holds infinite wisdom. This is my mom, Miss D, calling in, 510-517. This is Aisha. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good. Hi.
Hi, Mom. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm feeling pretty nice this evening. What do you want to share with our people out there, our men or our women listening, on understanding our women more, Ma? Because I know you got game.
You kind of put me on the spot here, so I have to think about this a little bit. You want to repeat the question again, please?
Just basically, if you have some information, if you could talk to the men out there on how they can understand the women more, how they can communicate with us more effectively, what advice would you give them? Or if you have some advice that you want to give to the women that are listening on how we can communicate more effectively with our men, let ourselves be more understood, what we can do better to improve our relationships.
Okay, well, first of all, you have to be honest with each other and have to respect each other. And it works both ways, and have to leave the lines of communication open.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that in a nutshell. You just have to respect each other, respect each other's wants and needs, and then it just tends to work out better that way.
With respect.
Just
okay.
Respect.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you think that a lot of people, like particularly young people that are entering relationships now, do you see that might be lacking in their relationships? I mean, I see the turnover, like people are getting married and they're being together less than 5 years, they're breaking up. Do you see that maybe that might be a part of the problem? That's the why.
I think the problem is when you don't have respect for each other, you don't respect each other's wants and needs, and these lines of communication tend to break down. And that's when the separation starts.
Mm. And I know you've been married for a long time, because you're my mom. So can you make any recommendations out there on maybe some things outside of respect that are key to keeping a relationship together, to keeping the glue there, you know, just from a woman's perspective, speaking to a man? Like what they can do, maybe to be more sensitive or for longevity.
Well, for longevity, you just have to, along with respect, you have to trust one another and listen to each other and kind of cater to each other's wants and needs. And that's where the balance comes in a relationship. No one says it's easy. It's certainly not easy being married, but so many people want to be married. And once they get married, they don't know how to stay married. So I always bring it back. Just respecting each other and keeping the lines of communication open.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning you have to be sensitive to women's wants and needs, and a woman has to be sensitive to her husband's wants and needs. It all works out the same, so then you have balance and harmony in your relationship.
Yes. Well, thank you. I appreciate you calling in and sharing those jewels this evening for those that are out there listening. And you're welcome to keep holding on, or if you want to talk again, just push number 2 again, and I'll bring you back in.
Thanks, Aisha.
All right, I love you. Thank you.
Love you, too.
That was my fabulous, most beautiful mom in the world that called in and gave her information and her insight, and basically trust, honesty, being honest with one another. That's a big factor. And respecting each other's needs and wants, respecting what it is that your partner says rubs them the wrong way, respecting what it is that they may need. Some of your partners may need more space. Some partners may need a little bit more freedom than what other people need. Some of your partners may be homebodies, and they're more comfortable with that, and you may be more outgoing. Whatever that is, or if it's something that's the opposite of you, you have to be able to respect and accept that about your partner. You can't try and you can't get into the relationship and then all of a sudden it's like, I can't stand that about you, or you never want to go anywhere, you don't never want to do nothing with me. Well, he didn't want to go nowhere in the beginning of the relationship. He always wanted to cook for you at the house or have dinner at home or watch a movie or something. And there's nothing wrong with that, but that's who that individual is. People show you who they are from the beginning. We just choose to close our eyes wide shut, turn the other cheek, and act like we don't know what's going on. So be more responsible for the decisions that we're making in these relationships, people, because it's ultimately up to us. I have another caller holding out there very patiently. I want to bring in. Again, for those that might have just tuned in, my name's Aisha. This is Here to Inspire Radio. We're talking about understanding our women, breaking down the communication barriers. If you're out there listening and you want to call in and give out some info, please do so at 310-807-5193. In the meantime, I'm going to bring another caller in and see what kind of comments they may have on the line. I want to hear from the men out there. 415-290. This is Aisha calling from Here to Inspire, or bringing you in from Here to Inspire Radio. Can you hear me? Hello, caller? 290. All right. Perhaps that caller didn't want to speak this evening, so I'm going to keep it moving to the next person that's calling from for the 415 area code, prefix 946. I'm bringing you in on the line. This is Aisha with Here to Inspire Radio. Did you have a question, comment this evening about understanding our women?
I actually had both, and I had tuned in and offered some commentary on your last show last week with the session.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having an issue with communication with men, and I was wondering if, you know, you would have some type of advice, because I'm newly single after being separated for a year, and I'm finding that, you know, we were together for a really long time, nearly a decade, and I don't have a lot of patience for a lot of the games that are going on with this dating scene now. And so I have decided, you know, just to kind of back off from the dating scene a little bit and really just kind of, you know, just spend time with myself, do my own thing or whatever. But it still keeps coming up with me because, you know, men may approach me or I may say, well, maybe I'm just being a little bit too, you know, too much of a stickler, you know, because this is life and you can't just, you know, write people off because they don't do what you want them to do or something. You know what I mean? So I felt, okay, well, you know, people are different. You have to accept people for who they are and vice versa. You know, I'm not perfect. And I like to talk about things. So I find that a lot of the men now that I have run into, they don't, they'll talk, but they won't be saying anything, you know. It's more so like they may want one thing, but they'll say that they want something else. And I, you know, I shocked this man today because I had to, you know, just basically, it was that conversation. It was that closure conversation where it was like, okay, you know, this is not going to work. I don't think you should call me anymore, you know. And it was more so I had to call him out because he wanted a sexual relationship, and that's what he was looking for. And I had asked him, we had been out on a couple of dates, and I asked him what it was that he was looking for. And he tried to make it seem like he was looking for a relationship. And I'm not really looking for a relationship. So I was very honest with him about what it was that I wanted. But all the while, I kind of had a feeling about what it was that he wanted. But he was lying to me, basically, and wasting my time. And so my tolerance has become like, I'm just annoyed. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
This is not the first time that this has happened. It doesn't matter how honest I am with these men, they still want to lie to me. They still want to make it seem like they want something. I think it's because they may think that I want something else that other than what I'm looking for, which is just, you know, going out on dates and getting a feel for this whole dating thing. I spent so many years with a man, and we were not compatible, and we tried to make it work, and we didn't. So it was like, I don't want to jump into anything like that, but do I want male company? Yes, I do. Do I want to go out to dinner? Yes, I do. You know, why not? You know, I'm going to take myself out. Why not have some company? But I think these men are thinking that I want something more when I'm like, I don't want anything more than what I just told you. It's like they're expecting me to be that stereotypical woman. Because I'm in my late 20s, you know, I do have children. I think they think I'm looking for that baby's daddy, that stepdaddy. So they try to be that, and that's not what I want. So, you know, and it's turning me off, and I'm kind of figuring out, like, I'm trying to figure out, you know, how to deal with this and how to, maybe I should take a different approach because I am very blunt about things.
I just
want
to get clear, or just so I'm clear, sis, on what you're saying. You're saying that when you're dating the gentleman, their you're telling them what they want and they just still expect a sexual relationship, or you're telling them what you want, which is not for them to be the father of your children, but they feel they need to take that role on anyway.
Yeah,
or they may
they
be intimidated
like,
by that role and that might scare them off.
I'm not sure if that's what I'm saying, but it's more so I may go out, for example, I will go out on a date with a gentleman or someone I think is a gentleman, and he will ask me, what are you looking for, or, whatever, and I'll let him know, I'm casually dating, I'm kind of new on the dating scene, whatever, but I have to tell him I have children. Otherwise, I'd be lying about my lifestyle and my reality, and that's not something I'm trying to do. I'm very proud of being a mother. So I let people know, I am a mother, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm still a student, but that doesn't have anything to do with what I want romantically. I just want to go out and have some fun,
Right.
But I think that these gentlemen are thinking that I'm lying to them when I'm really telling them the truth. And maybe this is what women are doing. Maybe they're lying. Like you had touched on a little bit of that earlier with another caller, where it was like you have to be very honest. You have to be truthful to people and let them know. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm doing that, but these guys are thinking I'm lying to them.
Right.
And they're so what they're doing to me is they're lying to me. They're trying to make it seem like they want to be this captain, and that's not what I want. I just want to go out and have fun, and what turns me off is the fact that they're being dishonest. So I'm wondering what approach I can take with, men of today, because I'm not very familiar with the dating scene of today, so I don't know. It's been about 10 years since I've, done anything.
Right. Well, thank you, first of all, for feeling comfortable enough to just express yourself as candidly as you did.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate that because that's what it's about. We got to be honest with ourselves with what it is we may be doing or not understanding so we can grow. The first thing that I would just say to you is maintaining what is your expectation before you even meet the individual, and maintaining only a standard of what it is that you choose to experience. I remember meeting a woman once who was an evangelist. I was working at a spa party or something, and she said to me, I see you, you're beautiful, you're smiling, you look happy, go lucky, but I can see very clearly that your heart is not happy. So what is it that you are missing or that you want? And I was dating someone at the time, but she was right. She read me like a book, and she advised to me, go home and write down specifically what it is you desire. Whether it is a companion, whether it is just some male company, whether it is a late night buddy, whatever it is, go home, write it down, and be very, very specific and put it away. Just hold that thought and just know that that is what you're going to meet. Our expectation has a lot to do with what it is that we attract into our lives, because we're energetic beings, so we're attracting everything that comes into us so it can reflect us. That's how we grow. So being mindful of what your expectation is. If the expectation is, oh, man, they're not really going to get me anyway. I just want to have a good time, have a couple of drinks, maybe go out to dinner, maybe come back home later. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but I'm open to that.
No,
that's all
not
I want. I'm not looking for a father. I'm not looking for a father for my children. But holding that thought, whether you express it to that individual or not, and then it goes back to continue to be honest. If you've been being honest and telling people what it is that you want, you continue to do that. If they don't get it or they set another expectation, that was just another lesson for you to learn what it is you do not want or what it is you do not need or do not desire to have in your life. And then going back to the men needing to lie, again, my pastor, I remember years ago at my church telling me, I was all upset about my man lying to me, blah, blah, blah. She's like, Aisha, people lie to you because you haven't made them feel comfortable with telling you the truth for whatever reason. Sometimes people do lie in the beginning just because they just want to be a great representative and blah, 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 trying to get their needs met. And then other people lie because of how we reacted in the past to what they've done. So just keeping all that in mind, but only setting the standard of the highest good and for what it is you want. And if you're not meeting those individuals in the places you're going now, change your environment. I used to talk about this with my girlfriends all the time. I'm from the Bay Area. If you go to the Air Lounge every single Wednesday and you're frustrated with the people that you're meeting, I'm not dumping on the Air Lounge. I love Abdul. I love the Air Lounge. But I'm just saying, if that's your pattern and you're going there on a regular basis and that's what you're doing, you're complaining about meeting the same people, maybe you need to change your environment. Maybe you need to go to a hotel lounge, maybe a jazz club or something like that, and meet people. Or open yourself up a little bit more and perhaps get online. Check out Match.com or, you know, other avenues.
Look,
stuff like that works. So I've met people that have been together and had good relationships from the internet. They were just very clear on what it is that they wanted. I have a friend now. He just went into it like, hey, I want a girlfriend, I want a woman, blah, blah, blah. I was on Match for a couple months, dated a few people, found somebody that wanted the exact same thing that he was wanting. And what you want is out there for you. You know, the attributes that you desire, there's somebody out there that wants to give that to you, sis. So just keep believing that, keep working on you, keep taking care of your babies and being the beautiful light that you are. And don't worry about it. You're going to attract exactly what it is that you need right when you need it. Even if you feel you need it now, it might not be ready. You might have to do some more self-reflecting. So I love you, and thank you so much for calling in and sharing your opinion tonight, sis.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
You too, Mama. Peace. All right. Again, this is Aisha with Here to Inspire Radio. I want to thank that sister that just called in and shared her opinion and was very candid and vulnerable with us tonight. I appreciate that. You know, it's okay to be vulnerable. There's nothing wrong with that. No one's going to judge you. You don't have to say your name if you don't want to. No one has to know who you are, but this is your place. This is an open forum, a community place. We are going to wind the show down. We got about maybe 15 more minutes, but I have a few more callers holding that I want to bring in so they can share their opinions as well. The next caller that I have that's been holding very patiently is calling from 770-518, and I believe this is my guest, Tamika. Is that correct?
Yes. How are you?
I'm fabulous, beautiful. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. Thank you so much for calling and for listening this evening. So what do you want our men to know about us, or what do you want to share with the sisters? So that they can uplift themselves, deal with these men.
You know, I just think that, you know, the men of today, I think the biggest issue that we're faced with is that they have so many options. I think that they have so many options, not necessarily viable or good options. They just have so many to choose from. And and now I laugh because I think that the girls have learned how to clone themselves with real women and with good women. They know how to clone themselves as far as aesthetically. And we all know that many men go for aesthetics before anything else. And so because these girls are being able to find, you know, inexpensive or even expensive ways to clone themselves, they're fooling a lot of our guys. I feel that because the men have so many options, it's hard for them to settle or to, I hate the word settle because, you know, it sounds like you're doing something that's like taboo, but it's hard for them to slow down and become focused on one woman. It could be a great woman, but, if they're not aesthetically the same way, you know, as something that they see out on the street, they sometimes choose the wrong direction, I think.
I completely agree with you, sis. The over-accessibility of a whole bunch of things has contributed to the downfall of relationships.
What do you think?
No, I completely agree with you that, you know, women, there are a lot more women than there are men on the planet, and depending on what area you are in the United States, like I'm in Atlanta, particularly here, the ratios are just ridiculous. So a lot of the men here just feel they can do whatever it is that they want to do because you have so many women that are willing to compromise themselves or their belief systems or whatever just to say that they have a man. We're not talking about soulmate connections or anything like that. Some of these women are just happy to have somebody in their house or rubbing on them or speaking something sweet in their ear and seeing what they need to hear.
Absolutely. You're completely right. You know, as I said, also we have such – it's a pitiful situation that we're in because we have women with such lowered standards. So they don't require much. You know, I was sitting with a group of guys that were just saying, like, yeah, women now, you know, they'll bring one of their friends along with them. They'll come with a friend or two, and they'll make the guy have a really good time and let him have a good time with both of them and not want or require much at all. And so it makes it really hard for women that do have, standards or morals or any get up and go about themselves. You know, it's a real ridiculous situation.
Yeah, and I think that I totally agree with what you're saying. Hold on. No, I'm sorry, girl. I had a little piece of a technical difficulty there on that.
Okay.
Now, because a lot more women are open to that nowadays, like they will bring their friend in, and I'm glad you opened that up because that was something that I kind of wanted to dialogue about too. You have a lot of women that are more open to polyamorous relationships now, which is the opposite of polygamy, where it's just the man that's able to see other people. The woman is also able to see other people. Now, do you think that a lot of women are just going in alignment with this because the men are requiring it now, and there are so many women that are willing to do just any damn thing to have a man that they'll
that
do something that they're not necessarily even with.
Right. I think that there's a shortage of good guys. I think we're dealing with the pickings are very slim right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I hate to say it, a lot of our men are, if we're not finding out that they're closet criminals, you know, that
mm-hmm.
they have backgrounds that are disfavorable, we have a lot of homosexuality going on nowadays. We have so many things we're dealing with men in general, or just men that are just flat out dishonest. So the handful of decent guys that are left, there's so many women, you know, 5 to 1 or something crazy, you know, whatever the ratio is.
Mm-hmm.
So women are just kind of compromising everything they usually believed in, or what their moms or grandmothers taught them, and yeah, they're down for whatever just to have a man, just for that temporary time period.
So I'm thinking the only way that's going to change is if collectively we as women all decide to make a change. So what advice would you give to the woman out there that it might be in that particular situation? I mean, do you have any advice for her, because she's feeling like, hey, I'm just having my needs met. I'm taking care of myself. I'm paying my own bills, blah, blah, blah. I just need to have some additional needs met that I can't meet myself. There are many women that are out there that are on there, and they're willing to accept less. Do you have any advice out there or feedback you want to share with her just from your personal experience?
I just think that for that woman, I think that she should not settle. You know, I say never settle. I'd
mm-hmm.
rather be alone. And when you're alone, you can get so much done. You can refocus and redirect your energies into
yes.
doing something positive. Get into yourself. Start to clean up your life. Just do an overhaul. You know what I mean? You know,
mm-hmm.
there's something we always can work on within ourselves, be it anything as petty as our skin or taking care of ourselves physically, or, you know, reorganizing our houses or cleaning out our closets. There's just so many
mm-hmm.
things you can redirect your attention to, or finding a career or become an entrepreneur. I mean, there's so many things that a woman can do other than settle and chase behind a man that's no good, because one thing I've always found since I was in elementary, the guys ain't going nowhere.
mm.
They might get a little older, but they're not. I always tell my niece the same thing. They're not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
There's a plethora of men out there.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem like it, but there's a lot of men out there. And just get work on yourself, and you'll have better, you know, better options.
Because we will attract what we are.
That's the truth.
Thank you so much, sis, for sharing your wisdom this evening. I appreciate your ears and just everything that you shared tonight.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome to hang on and keep listening. Peace. All right. Thanks again to Ms. Tamika for calling in and just sharing her wisdom this evening. Thank you again for all the callers that have called in and shared their insight on different ways that we can men can understand our women, better ways that we can relate in relationships, better ways that we can communicate with one another. I'm really anxious and excited to hear from some gentlemen out there. So I'm going to bring in a caller from 415-571 in hopes that it's a gentleman that wants to share his insight or might have a question or comment that he wants the women out there to hear. So caller from 415-571. This is Aisha. Are you a gentleman?
Yes, I am, Aisha. I just want to thank you for having the show right now. Because I think this is a good forum for people, you know, saying to get a good understanding about relationships coming to men and women, you know. But my little thoughts is just basically that, you know, just for having good communication between a man and a woman, there's got to just be patience there. The patience has got to be there. The understanding has got to be there. And, you know, sometimes, you know, being right is not making things right. You know what I'm saying? You got to make things right. And then sometimes, you know, you got to be right, you know, to make things right. But, you know, you just have to be patient and understanding with your partner and be able to understand their wants and feelings on things and, you know, have hope that they have an understanding point of your feelings. And you have to, you know, sometimes you have to compromise. You know, I'm a married man, and, you know, sometimes me and my wife go through a lot of little frivolous arguments that can be stopped.
Mm-hmm.
If one of us just go ahead and compromise and just, you know, just let shit go. Well, let
right.
things go, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, that's all I can look at it like, you know, just compromising with somebody you love. You got to compromise with them. You got to have patience with them. You have to have understanding. And I just want to know, let you know that, you know, I appreciate this radio show you come away because this is something that's a good topic that needs to be brought out there. And I know that, you know, this is going to really build up a lot of, I don't know how long you've been on the air, but I know this right here is something that, you know, can really generate to a large thing because, you know, a lot of people are, you know, interested in what's going on, like, with individuals and men and women today, especially with black men, you know.
Yes. Well, brother, thank you so much for sharing that. I appreciate just hearing from a man that is in a relationship and that is married and that is, you know, still going through it successfully and just sharing your insight out there because, well, again, a lot of people just don't know. It's not that they don't want to do right or they don't want to have love in their lives. They just don't know. You know, there's no class in high school that teaches us how to have effective relationships or how to communicate. So thank you for sharing your piece this evening.
You're right about that, too. People want perfect things to happen. They want a perfect communication. They have like an idea of this utopian way of how things are supposed to be. But you know, we got grandparents and you know grandparents that have been together for 20, 30, 40 years. They've been going through bickering and all of that, but they still continue to have that understanding. That's why they've been together so long. Regardless of a lot of bad stuff that didn't happen. Within a relationship, but they stayed there. The relationship lasted because they were understanding, they had forgiveness for each other, and they, you know, they were able to go ahead and you know, make things right.
Mm.
And that's what, you know, that's what it's all about.
Well, thank you again, brother, for calling in, for being so patient, and for sharing that wisdom this evening. I appreciate you.
Okay, thank you.
Keep listening.
Appreciate
Please share it with your friends so we can just continue to pass the knowledge because that's how it starts, one hand at a time, hand in hand.
You're right about that.
All right. Have a wonderful evening. Peace to you. All right. Thank you again, caller, for calling in. I appreciate hearing from the men. We like to keep this a balanced show. I am totally not into man bashing or woman bashing. I love men too much to bash them. So this is a place to uplift one another, to just share information, dialogue about common issues or misunderstandings that we may have. If you're going through something, I guarantee you someone else is going through it too. If you think of something, anything you think of, somebody else has probably thought of it or may be doing it in that moment. So it's okay to share and dialogue about this. Thank you again for all the callers that have been calling in and that are holding patiently in the queue. We have about 17 minutes remaining, and I'm going to be sure to get each and every one of you in because what you have to say is important to me. The next caller from area code 707-384. This is Aisha with Here to Inspire Radio. Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you clearly. Hello? How are you this evening?
I'm all right. How you doing, Aisha?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you. Did you have a comment, a question, inquiry this evening you want to share with the people?
Yes, I just wanted to kind of say that black men and black women relationships, I think sometimes we're hindered because of, it's a financial struggle sometimes. You know, black women nowadays tend to make more money than black men.
Mm-hmm.
Versus black women are graduating from college, and as the higher they go in education, there's less of us the higher they go in the corporate America.
Right.
So therefore, you have a struggle there with, I think, black men, as far as their manhood, is they have no voice anymore. You know, it's like black women, I wouldn't say they don't have regard for black men. But I think when it comes to finances and different things of that nature,
mm-hmm.
The black man kind of squeeze out, his power is less than. And I'm not saying all relationships are based on money, but I believe financial has a lot to do with it.
Right.
When it comes to finances.
It has a lot to do with the disconnect between men and women, period.
Yes, I believe so.
Do you have a recommendation or just something that you think might be able to help reconcile that?
I think God created man, and man is, I'm not saying we're the head, we're the boss, but I think that if we can control, like, it's our money or it's our team, you know, it's not mine and yours.
Mm-hmm.
I think if we come together and say this is ours, then maybe things can work out differently. You know, I don't care if I make, if you make $1 million and I make $20,000 a year. I mean, it nobody is no more no less.
Right.
You know, but I think money sometimes dictates or defines who we are sometimes.
Yes.
And that's not always, if you have people with money and they're not happy, I mean, you know, so.
Yeah, there's several billionaires and millionaires out there paying for companionship every single day.
Exactly. So
I completely agree with that. And thank you so much, brother, for calling in. I love hearing from the men, particularly on these types of topics. You know, we had a lot of women call in tonight. So thank you for your ears and for your wisdom that you shared this evening.
All righty.
All right. You have a great night, and you're welcome to hold on and keep listening, okay?
Okay.
All right. Peace to you. All right. I want to thank that caller again for calling in. And he basically was saying that the financial struggle is an issue in relationships, which is very true. But we do live in a society where stuff equals success. How much stuff you've accumulated, how much money you make, where you've been, how many stamps you have on your passport, how much stuff you have in the closet, what you have on your wrist, is equated to how successful you are as an individual, who you are as a human, who you are as a man or as a woman, which is crap. Which is why sometimes when women are in a position of making more money in their relationships than the men, that they're uncomfortable with it, or they have a hard time with being in that role or being in that position. We have to remember, women out there, that in nature, it's the female lion that's out there going to make the kill and bringing it on in and feeding the babies in the family. Yes, the male is protecting everything that's there, but it's the female that's going out and that's killing that prey and bringing it in. So there's no shame around that. It is what it is. Again, we have to keep in mind what slave mentality has done to our people collectively, in addition to our men. So many of our men are locked up or incarcerated or on the streets but still mentally incarcerated in terms of their limitations and how they limit themselves. Some of them don't see anything outside of their existing reality for themselves. They don't see a way out. You know, and that has a lot to do with stuff that's just being passed down generation to generation, which is why this forum exists, so we can stop it right now. Stop the cycle. Stop teaching your children slave mentality. Stop teaching your children poverty consciousness. The time is now that we have to wake up and start teaching truth and stop spreading these lies so we can stop perpetuating the same thing generation after generation after generation, and then we're all living in victim mode. I have another caller out there that's holding very patiently. We have about 10 more minutes left on the show talking about understanding our women, and I think I know who this is. Calling from 925-354. Is this my dad?
You better believe it. How you doing, Aisha?
Hi. This is a good night. I got my mom and my dad that called in tonight. How are you? I'm fabulous. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. You know, I want to give a little game to the youngsters because I'm a little bit older probably than most of your callers.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that now, when I was 20, I was definitely not the man that I am now. So with time comes experience. So I know how to shut my mouth and listen to what my wife says and try to get some understanding in what she said, because sometimes I don't understand it. You have to ask questions. exactly what is it that you're saying, because you can be saying something to your mate and your mate thinks that they're giving you, that you're understanding what they're saying, but mm-hmm. you're really not saying the words and they're not really coming out the way you want to hear it or the way you can understand it. So a lot of this, what we were talking about, talking to one another, you really have to be clear in what you're saying. So with that said, I think communication is more than just talking. You have to really get your point across.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes. Not just talking and yapping and running your mouth, but making sure that your partner understands what you're saying, not just
Absolutely.
Nodding their head on auto-reply.
Absolutely. And my wife will probably tell you, my big thing is I like to choose my battles. If not worth arguing about, I'll just let it go. And you know that too, Aisha. I'm kind of,
mm-hmm.
But when I have to say something, I'm going to say this, I'm going to try to make my point without using a lot of anger or animosity. I
mm-hmm.
just want to, because cooler heads will prevail.
Right.
Just a little
well, picking and choosing your battles is big, too, and a lot of people do need to hear that because they may react to any little thing. Oh, my God, you didn't take the garbage out. I hate you. That's extreme. So thank you for bringing that up. Picking and choosing your battles is big. Well, I love you, and thank you for calling in and sharing your comment this evening and your wisdom.
Great show.
Thank you. Keep listening. We got just a couple more minutes. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Again, that was my dad, and I just want to thank him for calling in and sharing his wisdom. I'm just so thankful to have people in my life that I can get this type of information from. I understand and recognize that I'm blessed. I realize that everybody doesn't have that. Everybody doesn't have a mama that they can call up and talk to. Everybody doesn't have a dad that they can call up and talk to, or a stepdad or uncle or granddad or anybody. Some people have no one. So if you do have that person in your life, honor that person. Take time out to acknowledge them, cherish them, give thanks for them. When they call, you know, don't forward their calls to the voicemail. You know, be excited that you still have that individual because you are blessed. Some people have nobody. They had no example to learn from. They just had to struggle and learn from their own, learn from what we see on TV. And the stuff that we see on TV is not what's happening. It's not the truth. It's not reality. It's not what's real. So be mindful of that, people out there. Again, this is Aisha with Here to Inspire Radio. We've been talking tonight about understanding our women, breaking down the communication barriers. I want to thank all of the callers that have called in tonight and shared so much great information. If you know somebody that could relate to this, you're on Facebook or something and you see this this posting, please share it with your friends. We got to share the information. You know, too many of us are running around mute, not saying anything for fear of, you know, I don't want to be in nobody's business or such and such. But, hey, it's our responsibility to uplift our young people if it's people underneath us. And it's our responsibility to let our peers know, if we're calling them our friends, when they might be out of pocket. So if you see your girlfriend or somebody that might be doing something that is not exactly cool, go ahead. Don't be afraid to pull their coat. That's what love is about, unconditional love. It's not judging that person. Not sitting them down pointing the finger because you might have did the same thing last week. It's not about that, but it's just about gently bringing their awareness to what may be going on. Do I have another caller that just called in? Let me see. Caller from 707-384. Did you have a comment this evening or did we already address you?
You already addressed me. I was just listening in.
All right. I appreciate you still holding on, brother. Thank you. All right, so for those out there that may have just tuned in or someone text you the number and you're just listening on the line and you want to know how to get back to this forum, I'm on every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Time. You can find me on the radio, on Blog Talk Radio, and underneath Here to Inspire, and that's Here, the number 2, Inspire. You also can find archives of this show as well as last week's show, which was phenomenal. We had several men that were on the line giving their perspective on how women can better understand them, so I encourage you to go back and listen to that. You can find my blog page by going to I Am Here, the number 2, inspire.blogspot.com. Again, that's I Am Here to inspire.blogspot.com. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show this evening with a real sweet song by Jaheim. It just makes me feel all warm and cuddly. It's cold outside. Sometimes music can bring warmth and heat and all those other wonderful things. So thank you again for everybody that's been listening out there, for your time. Okay, that is not Jaheim. I'm going to play something else instead. Sorry about that. But thank you again for all those that have called in, shared their inspiration, for those that have just been listening. I appreciate you. Stay tuned in and just mellow out to Miss Nora Jones. Come away with me. I'll be back next Tuesday, people, Here to Inspire Radio. Until then, peace and love one another. Bye-bye.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me and I will write you. Come away with me on your bus. Come away with the kids in the bus with their lies. I want to walk with you on a cloudy day. The yellow grass grows knee high, so won't you try to come away with me, and we'll kiss on a mountaintop. Come away with me, and I'll never stop loving you. Come away.